Well, here's the KITP homepage, and during your program, there'll always be a link to your homepage over here. And on your homepage, although you have to know it's there, so to speak, because it doesn't show if you're on a small screen. If you go down the right column, there's some useful links to your conference, to photos I'll come back to, and then there's one called WikiSpace, which you can click on and get to the homepage for the wiki. What I'm going to do is go through some of this and show you a little bit about what other programs have done in the past. So let me go through this. And Michael Wall, where's Michael? There you are. So we'll have to get together. Michael has volunteered. If you have problems with this, he's volunteered to help, and if necessary, I'll help him or the coordinators. So how many people have used wikis in their own lives? Not so many in this group. So let me give you a little introduction. A wiki is really just like an electronic bulletin board, if you're old enough to remember bulletin boards. Oh, we even have one or two around here. And you can think of it that way. It's just a way of posting information and sharing information. There are sign-up sheets and announcements and that sort of thing. And this particular platform that we're using called WikiSpaces is the biggest users are students and teachers from kindergarten to 12th grade. And they keep it very much menu driven, simple enough for even gray hairs like me to use. So I'm not going to go through, you know, how to do everything. Let's first have a look at the menu and see. There's one thing I didn't have time. Oh, the conference got down here. We can move that around if we want. Here's your link to the conference. But anyway, these links here are internal to the wiki. These links are to pages that are back here at the KITP, including the program homepage. There's a weekly schedule, which you can get to. Maybe you haven't seen it, but there's a participant list, which has alphabetically all of the people who have confirmed visits. And if you want to sort that by arrival date or departure date, you can just click on the appropriate column, and it will show you who's here now, who was here, and who's expected and when. So that's one site that you can find useful. If you confuse a name with a face, or you can't remember what name goes with what face, although this didn't get done today, well, eventually there should be photos for everybody up here. When you checked in, did you get a picture taken?
No.
Okay, we've got some new people on the staff, so we'll have to get your photo. They're supposed to do that at orientation, but maybe if they're so busy, they defer it, I don't know. And then all talks are recorded, although if you're the speaker and you don't want to be recorded, you can opt out, or if you want to embargo the talk because you're going to show some results that haven't been published, you can tell us, don't post it until you hear from me. We can even do a little editing, but we don't have much labor to do extensive editing. But if you wanted to say stop it at some point for the rest of the hour or whatever, you can do that. Okay, and then there's a link to your conference page back. Oops. Wrong link. Well, we'll figure that one out a little later. Okay, anyway, now on here we've put some default pages which have been found useful in other programs, and one of the most useful is the Talks and Discussions page, which has just been started. You can add information here, like there's an abstract of Eric's talk that is linked, and here it is to look at or post. And this will be a primary source of information. In fact, our weekly calendar, the KITP weekly calendar, is taken from the wikis of the programs. So this is the first one. How do we do it? We don't use email. Every page has a notify me link associated with it, and if you wish, you can get notification by email of edits to the page, and it's very simple. It'll show you anything that was taken out will be in red, crossed out and highlighted in red. Anything that was added will be highlighted in green. And that's what our staff uses to create the calendar. They get a notice. If you prefer to use a reader like Google Reader, there's an RSS link as well. And there are some other useful links that you'll see here, to print the page or download a PDF or whatever you want to do. So I suggest you bookmark this and consult it if you want to know what's going on. There are other pages. There's a blank page here. Oh, no longer blank. Very good. Somebody posted some links here to articles. You can see in... Let's see if I have another program that made use of that. Not that one. This turbulence program. Why doesn't that lock me out? Yeah, this turbulence program had a number of references. And you can create new pages. You don't have to overload this page necessarily. If you want to create a page devoted to a certain subtopic, or if you form a subgroup that's focused on a particular topic, you can do that. There's a page. I encourage all of you should have received an invitation to join. If you didn't, it just means that the email we have on file isn't current, but you can apply to join, and you should join. And your first homework assignment is to add a brief profile of your research, which you can link up to your home page if you have one, or your department, or whatever. It doesn't have to be extensive, but it can let other people know what your interests are, and it's an easy way of finding people you may not know who are working on things that are similar to what your interests are. So I encourage you to add this, and if you follow the short instructions here, it'll automatically create this index over here. Let me skip social activities and come back. There's a useful information page. Among them is there's a distribution list for the program. And this list contains everybody who's here this week and who's expected to come next week. And it's a rolling list. It rolls over each week so that if you want to send a message to everybody, other participants, you may. If you're not on the list, you can add yourself. It's like a list, what's called a list server. You can just add yourself by sending a message from your currently used email. And if you get tired of, if you've left here and are tired of notices about it's time for cookies or something, you can take yourself off. Other things here, there's a link to, again, a link to the weekly calendar, which is also over here on the side. There are certain weekly events which are listed here. There's a wine and cheese about every other Monday, typically. It's a kind of social hour where you might even meet somebody from another program. Daily, you'll find coffee and cookies about 3:15, except on Tuesdays like today, where there's a physics department colloquium. You have to walk over to the physics department to get your refreshments and intellectual nourishment. On Mondays, there's often a director's blackboard lunch, which is, I encourage you to attend. These are often very interesting talks because they're directed to people who are not participants in the program. People in the other programs, people like me who are resident here, and so forth. So usually the people from the program that the speaker is associated with go, but they're just there to make sure the speaker stays honest, I think. It shouldn't be a highly technical talk, but it should give us an overview. There's usually two per program. The second one can be more narrowly focused. The first one is usually kind of overview, so others have a sense about it. Of course, there are a lot of people in the quantum control program who already are somewhat knowledgeable about this, but then there are a lot of people in the biological, in the cellular biology program who probably don't know very much at all about it. Okay. Occasionally, there's a KITP colloquium. If you know somebody who can really give an interesting talk for a larger physics community, please contact us and suggest the person. These are often a little bit idiosyncratic, a little bit off the beaten path. They're kind of fun. Also, something that's not on here is that we currently have two journalists in residence, or science writers in residence, one of whom will be here for a couple of months and another here for a month. And they will be giving seminars at this time about communicating science, what you should and shouldn't do, or some aspect of their experience as a writer, and so forth. These are also rather interesting to attend. Sometimes they have little exercises that they use us as guinea pigs for, but I don't know what's going to happen this year. There's some other useful links and maps here. And finally, there's a secret shower upstairs. I say secret because there's absolutely nothing on the door that identifies what's behind the door. But your key will, I think the black rim key will work it. The reason it's, so to say, secret is that we don't want all of our surfer friends to come up here to use it. But you, if you surf or you ride a bike or you go running at lunchtime or what, and you feel like you need a shower, you're welcome to use it. It's a nice room. If people clean up after themselves. And then there's a lot more information back on the website. So this is, and if you know of other things that you'd like to see added here, you may suggest them or add them. There's a social activities page, which is just a bulletin board. This is a sample Did you talk about going out to dinner one night?
We didn't talk about it, but so you can give the generic.
All right. Usually, a program will select one night each week, usually a Wednesday or Thursday, where those who wish go out to dinner together. It's completely voluntary. And this is a sample from a past program which illustrates that it's kind of self-organizing. You decide where you want to go and when you want to meet. And you ask people to just sign up and indicate whether they have a car or they need a ride. If you're going downtown, there's an express bus that leaves from just outside the KITP and goes downtown in 20 minutes to downtown Santa Barbara. Here are some restaurants, but there are a lot more. And past programs also sometimes leave the places they went. There's barbecue pits if you want to have a little barbecue. Just down the hill here is Goleta Beach Park. You can't build bonfires on the beach anywhere in California. You have to do that in designated areas. But there are grills down there. There are quite a few. You can just go down there and use them. Except when we have a big, very large group, you don't need to make reservations or anything. Sometimes people are interested in hiking, and you can propose a hike. One thing that occurs each month is a guided tour in what's called the Sedgwick Reserve, which is part of the University of California's Natural Reserve System. So you can look for that in February. There are three levels of difficulty, and you can sign up. This reserve happens to house a small telescope, which is part of a network that's being constructed around the world. I think their slogan is, something like always in the dark or something. Anyway, part of a collection of robotically controlled telescopes, most small, which are being used for both educational purposes and research purposes. It helps in tracking, since there's always one in the dark, and so forth. You probably won't be able to get inside, but if you see the observatory there, you'll know what it is. Okay, there are some local events and some special things which interest people. If you like to play tennis, for example, and you want to find a partner, you could post an example here. And there's a link to movie theaters. So that's typical, and you should add things, and I think probably tomorrow or so somebody will come up with a proposal to go out to dinner, and this sample will be taken off, and you'll get a message to sign up if you're interested. Some of the other programs, well, I talked a little about this. Because I'm a little late here. I think tomorrow morning you're going to have a bit of a discussion about topics or goals for the program or goals for yourself that you might have. And frequently they're posted here. Sometimes people just take a photograph of the blackboard and post it here. This is useful for people who are not here now but who are coming later to look at. And it may be even useful for you to reflect on. So that's another thing people have used these for. Let's see. This one. Yeah, they have a list of what they called open problems. Their blackboard wasn't so good, but they took some pictures anyway. Anyway, let's see what else. There was, in this program, a pedagogical lecture on certain topics. And there were a list of questions and so forth for the program. So basically, as I said, it's a bulletin board that can be used to exchange information. You can create new pages by clicking here, which will bring up a page. Let me not do it here, but let me show you that if you're afraid you're going to screw everything up, there's a practice site you could go to, which is listed down here on your homepage, which I set up, called the Test 123 Test, which is a place where you can just make a page, delete a page. It's like a little sandbox you can play in. There are a couple of things here. There's a list of all the past wikis of all the past programs, so you can look and see how it's used. I've given you some samples here. There's a link to one of the talks like this one. And then there are some sample pages which illustrate how to do. I should say, although this editor is extremely simple, it's not stupid. For instance, it can interpret LaTeX. So if you're used to using LaTeX to write papers, instead of begin equation, end equation, you can just surround it with math. This is the code which produced this. This is the code which somebody changed to read to give a wrong equation. Or down here is another example. So you shouldn't have any problem in entering mathematics if you know anything about using LaTeX. And then there are other illustrations of things. Oh, these were just logos and things like that. Everything can be configured, colors, pages. Right now the default is that a new page is just added here to the menu, but this can be edited and so forth. The default is that anybody can view these pages, but only members can edit them. And then there are three things which only organizers can change: the home page, the talks and discussion page, and this menu. But that's about it. And it's there 24/7 for you to use or refer to, and I hope you'll make good use of it. Yes, question?
Excuse me, how do we log in as members?
Okay, if you've never created, I take it you didn't receive a communication. Because there were invitations sent out.
Everyone should have got one that I sent out personally.
But it might wind up in your spam mailbox, or it might go to a mailbox that you don't use anymore. So if you've never had a Wikispaces account, you'll have to sign up once to join the Wikispace. And then, well, let me log myself out here. Let's see if I can go back. Here. You see at the top of the page, if you're not logged in, it will say you're not a member of this wiki, and you can click on join if you wish to join. If you don't have an account, it'll prompt you to sign in if you don't have an account on Wikispaces. Or if you've never had one, you create a new account. And then you'll get once you've signed in, you'll get a template saying, I'd like to join this space, and the coordinators will get a message and approve, okay?
I've done that for a couple people already, you did it that way, so.
Okay.
When you have done that, then you are registered to be able to add something, then you need to sign in on the top.
Yes, you have to sign in.
You have to sign in to edit the pages. If you just want to look at it, you don't need to sign in. Pages, the space, oh, it's complicated. You can set permissions for pages if you want some not to be viewable publicly and so forth, but it's a little complicated. So I won't get into it. We usually don't have problems. Any other questions? I should say, one other thing I failed to mention is that this is free. This platform is free for higher education as well as elementary school, and I've had people tell me that they went back to their home group and created one for themselves because it's just a useful way of collecting information when you get a new postdoc or student added to your group. You can have everything available to them so they can see what you're about and even code or information that you want people to know. So I encourage you to give it a try and take advantage of it.
Wikispace is a company?
It's a small group of, I think, about 8 people in San Francisco. Seem like young people, as usual. I think they make their money by not selling this platform to corporations who want to use it internally. Their charges for certain things to have an internal, let's see, oh, I didn't, you can't see it.
I saw somewhere, I think, that if you want, there are things you have to pay for to use this, and companies, I think, might want that capability. You don't need that at this level that we're using it.
Yeah, I can
so
show
they
you.
They can make money off of it.
They do make money, but they're also very responsive and idealistic. I mean, we've been using it now since 2005, and they're always very responsive. We don't get spam, partly because the internal mail, you can send messages to each other or to all the members of your wiki, but you can't send messages outside, and from the outside, you can't send messages inside. I've never had a problem with spam. Well, I did. A few years ago, they immediately deleted the account of the person who's abusing it. They're really good. And the cost, I say it's free for higher education. You see, we're enrolled in the higher education plan, so we have this at this plus level at no charge. There's more storage, there's more options that you can buy and so forth for a couple hundred a year, or I think something more elaborate if you want it special for your company.